When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's been a busy day here at Buffalo Wings and Rings. 68th and 0. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We are raffling off some items for you, and it's a full list. But I think the headliners would be a signed Amon Green jersey. And if you come down to Buffalo Wings and Rings, put your name in the box. At the end of Old School, we will draw winners and announce them. Most of the prizes you will pick up at the ticket at 11 to 0, but some you will pick up at Buffalo Wings and Rings. So the Coors Light dartboard. Austin, I'm just going to say it may go missing. It may go missing. I'm just going
to
say
disappear.
There may be an anonymous person's name. Like, we'll make up a name. For the Coors Light dartboard, five free wings a week for an entire year.
260 wings,
or,
all if you get your name drawn.
Or 10 free wings a week for the entire year.
Hmm.
Like, and I wonder if you could combo it, right, to say, hey, Super Bowl weekend, I need 500 wings.
Ooh.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think questions to ask. It just says a week. There's a number attached to it.
520, to be exact.
Right? There's a number attached to it. So if you said, I get the five wings, but I want 20 wings a month. Can you pull that off? 40 wings a month. 40 plus wings, because that cheat week.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? That cheat week comes in play. So there's lots to do with that. Eagle Raceway passes. Vouchers for the Salt Dogs, four to pop, you and friends, and then three gift cards to the mill. Come down and have coffee with us anytime with those cards. Again, 40% off traditional and boneless wings all day. Even though we're leaving at 6, that's good for the day. 40% off all traditional and boneless wings. That excludes the Southern Fried, and that excludes the smoked wings. But raffle prizes all the way up until 6 o'clock. Austin, if you would, please. Let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly, our friends at the Mercado, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. One in Omaha at 168th and Maple, where they carry what? Every type of meat and every type of cut.
It is going to be a pretty good thing. You can't disturb that. We're all locked in. We're all locked in. DP, Austin Ormond here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, 68-0. Austin, I kind of wanted to dive in the pool that is scholarship. So I heard the conversation of NIL, and I think some of it gets missed in that the numbers mean whatever the powers that be say the numbers mean. It also is just the baseline for what everybody says they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Rather than what they're going to do. We know that the recent current reigning, defending national football champion seems to believe that rules are implied.
Not explicit.
But not being detailed and explicit in how they are supposed to be executed. There is some wiggle room, that gray area that some programs will feel like they are entitled to use and work from. So whatever the numbers are that the public powers would be to put in play, everybody else is going to work from that. Now, remember that those numbers, as my uncle said, the speed limit is a suggestion. Because if you find yourself heading into an accident and you can speed up to avoid the accident, you speed up to avoid the accident. If you need to get somewhere and you're on the road alone, you're only endangering yourself, it is a suggestion. No, it's the law. It's the law, but people work from a different space. The NCAA is about to put down a change in the numbers, and there's been several different speculations to it, Austin, on what those numbers actually are and what they actually mean. And remembering that Division I is not the same. Not all of Division I football programs are the same.
Nope.
Not all Division I basketball programs are the same. Not all Division II programs are the same. So when you put these numbers in place and you say, here's what we're going to do with these. Each program has a different value system for their unit of business. Case in point. Austin, I need you to Google. I think we determined last week that the value of an average scholarship for tuition, room and board, at the University of Nebraska is how much money?
All right. So the estimated 23-24 cost, so for a non-resident, tuition and fees is $27,700, housing and food, $14,000.
Okay. Now, I need the same numbers for USC, for Los Angeles, California. Because rent in Los Angeles, California is a little different than the rent in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I am seeing $64,700 in tuition and $20,000 in other costs.
$64,000. Would you, kind sir, make mental note that the value of a scholarship at USC is twice the value of that at Nebraska.
Almost three times.
Two and a half, three times. Give me that for Ohio State, kind sir. That number for Ohio State, and if you're on the text line, go with me here.
Ohio State cost of attendance. Let's see here. Estimated for the 24-25, looks like it's going to be $40,000 for a non-resident.
Wow. So, hey.
So halfway in between.
It appears to me that each scholarship has different value. Now, Austin, let's say you are an all-conference quarterback at the University of Nebraska, and in the following year you're an all-conference quarterback at the Ohio State University. Which one has more value as a professional? You as a quarterback from Nebraska, or you as a quarterback from the Ohio State University?
I would say going to an Ohio State University would probably be more professionally valuable.
Give you more value. So again, we're not working from equity. You're working from value system. Now, if we say that what we're told is all Division I football programs are going to move and offer 105 scholarships. Maybe that's not in full, but that's a value, 105. 105 times the value of the scholarship is Nebraska's number. That number is different at Nebraska than it is at UCLA, than it is at Oregon, than it is in Ann Arbor. You're on the same page, maybe, if it's Rutgers and Iowa, but probably not USC, UCLA, etc. Fair?
Now you got me curious. Let's compare Rutgers and Iowa.
Wanted to go through it because
so
just,
Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey,
the State University relative, is, right? Relative yes. to Nebraska and being a state university.
So actually, on-campus room and board and other costs is more than tuition for Rutgers. How about that?
So how you like them apples?
$16,000 in tuition. Iowa looks like it's about $33,000. So an Iowa education is more valuable than a Rutgers education. Things well, you never thought you'd know.
It's more valuable than a Nebraska education. So if you're thinking about going to school in Nebraska, probably worry that they're going to try to catch up with Iowa really soon. There's no way they're going to allow you to try. There's no way they're going to say that it has more value. So if you tell me that Nebraska needs to put up let's go 105.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Times 28,000?
For out of state, yeah.
Right?
You can even maybe mix if they're an in-state kid, so.
Right. Where does the decimal fall? Is that 28 million? What is that?
That would be.
What is the magic number for 105 times 28,000?
105 times 28,000. Oh, that was the wrong one. 105 times 28. Geez Louise, I can type.
And I'm glad that I'm not the only person that struggles with this.
28,000 equals $2,940,000 in tuition.
$2 million. So let's say $3 million.
Sure.
Now we know off the rip that USC's is $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
$6 million more into their program. Now, Austin Orman, are we agreeing that USC and Nebraska are going to offer this same number of scholarships, or are we asking if they're going to offer the same value in scholarships? Because Nebraska will tell you that for its 105 scholarship athletes, that its real advantage and maybe purpose is the additional 50 walk-ons that will not get scholarships at the University of Nebraska. But, hey, if you can offer the 50 walk-ons additional funding and still stay under the budget of what USC, et cetera, are spending, why wouldn't you?
Exactly why wouldn't you? The only reason you wouldn't is the lack of success, and do higher up say, hey, you're spending too much and not getting enough out of it. That's the only reason that you wouldn't, but we haven't seen anyone slow down spending in college football yet, so why wouldn't you?
And then if they said unlimited scholarships, unlimited scholarships. Again, if you're Nebraska and you know that your scholarship, the expense out of pocket for you is less than or half or maybe 2.5 times less the value than USC, then doesn't that allow you an advantage, the chase advantage in recruiting, in that Nebraska's value system, homegrown, home value, and remember, that's the out-of-state. That's not even the – what's the in-state number, Austin Orman?
For
Nebraska.
It was like 13,000.
So 13,000. Now, ponder me this. If the 50 walk-ons are all in-state, what's that number? Give me that number.
That would be 50 times 650,000.
So you're still under the bubble by allowing 105 scholarship athletes plus 50 scholarship athletes at Nebraska.
I think it goes – there's two ways to look at it. Number one, yes, Nebraska is spending less, but is Nebraska spending a higher portion of available funds than USC, right? Because these numbers would tell you that the scholarship is worth more pure dollars and cents at USC, but the $65,000 in tuition for USC is at a higher or lower percentage of available money than the $27,000 at Nebraska, right? Because Nebraska is going to – cost less than USC, but I also think that Nebraska, you're probably going to earn less in NIL. I think we've established that pretty clearly on this program that, you know, Matt Rhule said it, you know, we're doing fine in NIL. We need to catch up. We need to do more. And if you look at, you know, pure NIL spending, I mean, yeah, Nebraska might be offering less money. Maybe it's more of an investment by percentage. USC might be spending more money, but maybe there's more money available to USC to be spending. So I think it's going to go, you know, situation by situation. And when we look at investment, yeah, we can look at, you know, they're giving out 105 scholarships that adds up to this much. So, yes, Nebraska's maybe saving money on.
Is this Gretna High? Is this the factory that is Gretna High Baseball? Is this? All right. So you're a first baseman. Is that my guess?
Three O linemen.
Okay. So what are you doing with the shortstop second baseman combo here in the middle? You know, wait. Do they not listen? The Gretna doesn't allow its skill position guys to talk. Is that the big guys lead you in and they lead how things go and you just go along? Is that how it works? Are you the leader of this pack of Gretna dogs? Is that? And look, this guy, he can't be in high school. His face or hair says he voted the last election. So what? There's no way he's not 19. How old are you? You're a junior. Austin, you couldn't grow that mustache right now.
No.
Like, it
nope.
Just, what are they correct. Feeding you at Gretna? What is happening? Are you guys going to be any good? Are you going to be any good this year in football? What? Give us the preseason code. What can we expect from you for football season?
Up front.
Up front. Just everybody chasing y'all. Who's the best player in the group of five? 15 Ooh. Offers. What's the offer? What's your best offer?
DP, look at his shirt.
Oh, no, I wasn't gonna get Tulsa or Wyoming?
Coastal.
Oh, Coastal. Coastal Carolina, you're going down to Chanticleers. Okay. Okay, it's a thought. What's the ideal? You can pick anywhere you want to go. K-State? Does your dad know that?
Yeah.
And he's good with that. So he's not from here then? This is the problem. Come here, young man. Come here. We're going to do this. We're going to call an audible. Hey, we're built for sweaty. You ain't got to worry about that, bro. All right, come on in here and tell the story. All right, what's your name, brother?
Calvin Jansen.
Now, you said 15 offers, right?
Yeah. 12, I think. 12?
12,
yeah.
Look, humble and modest and a truth teller. My goodness, yeah, your recruiting numbers just went up. Give the scouting report. Height, weight, position.
6'3", about 290. Play left tackle.
About 290. So yeah. You are the silverback in Gretna High School.
I don't know.
You're the one. First one off
just
the bus.
Just say yes. Just own it.
First one off the bus.
I sit in the back of the bus, put my headphones on.
We got to fix. Listen, in order for you to win a state title this year, you got to be first off the bus. As a coach, let me just say that to you. You can't send Scooter and Pee-wee first off the bus anytime. You got to be the first dude off the bus. Okay. You and Biggin over here?
Yeah.
Look, is he the right tackle?
He's right tackle.
Yeah. I see. Listen, man, the coach and me, I can tell you where you play, and I understand that. Yeah. Center, middle line. Yeah, okay. It works. It works. Ideally, right, what would it take for Nebraska to be your number one pick?
So they were in contact a lot.
Okay.
Used to go down there a bunch for game day visits. Okay. And once Raiola committed.
Yeah.
Well, I think they kind of blew up with the recruiting stuff.
Okay.
So then They just kind of
they gassed out.
Yeah,
but it's not off the table.
Well, they have three O-line commits right now, so.
But they're not you.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they're not you.
Yeah.
Like, you, here's the sell. If you're a Nebraska young man and you have some honor and respect in what it means to be a Husker,
yeah.
You have value to the program. Mm-hmm. You have great value to the program. So here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do, Grant. We're going to follow you, brother.
Sweet.
We're going to follow you. I want to hear from all of you and tell us the story this season. Feel free to call in any time. Give us a Gretna update. Let us know how you're doing, how this season works. Shout out your coach now.
Joe Dalton.
Is that your head football coach?
Yep, head football coach. Yep.
Okay. All right, Coach Dalton, you're being represented today. Grant, appreciate you, brother. Yep. All right, y'all have a good night. Be safe out here.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, this is you identify the dudes in the space, but there's no way that young man can't be at the top of the list. To get him here on campus. So we'll throw it to break. Awesome. We'll come back. We'll finish up where we were because I want to go through some of the numbers. And I get the difference between value and cost. But the question is, if you need to raise money, this is a money-raising thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about raising money, how much money do you need to raise to be on par with USC, Michigan State, and Ohio State? That's my point. Is that they have to, for their scholarships alone, they have to raise $6 million at a minimum. That's the baseline. Nebraska doesn't have to do that. And you don't have to go dollar for dollar, but you do have to go value for value. That's what we're talking about, Austin Orman, DP. Buffalo Wings and Rings, 68-0. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.